Good evening. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Property and Development Committee at 5:28. Sorry. Right. Next, if yeah, I can do it. Would everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, next is any additions? I'm sorry, roll call.
Okay, Ms. Berrios Perez.
Here.
Mr. Hyder. Ms. Petinici.
Here.
Okay, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Next, for additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of agenda, Amy, do you have any?
I do not, Jessica. Thank you.
All right.
Madam Acting Chair and Madam Chair, I just ask that items 6 through 9 be deleted as the minutes are not ready for your review tonight.
Okay, thank you. All right, next, public portion. Is there anybody from the public portion that would like to speak? We have you on agenda for number 11. Anyone else from the public would like to speak? Final, last, anyone else from the public would like to speak? All right, thank you. Next, for the approval of minutes, we are going to table that because those aren't ready. May I have that, I'll make that into a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Amy.
Thank you, Amy. All right, next, number 10, update on Main Street widening project. Oh, I'm sorry, might have made a mistake. Motion to table the approval of minutes. Sorry, Amy, can you second that again?
Yes, I second that motion, Amy.
All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carried. Okay, next, update on Main Street widening project.
Madam Chairwoman, we attended a meeting last Wednesday. They're hoping for October 10th. At least for the side streets, and most of the work will be done. That's the goal. There is a viaduct that runs, that was discovered in the beginning of this project, that runs on the south lane going toward the entrance to Route 8 South. And it runs maybe from the middle of Minerva Street down to that entrance. They need to fill it in because they're worried about down the road there being some kind of a road collapse. They've been down there. There's no water down there. Archaeologists looked at it. The plan is to pump a concrete-like substance that's actually in jelly form through the manholes to fill in that area. Because they didn't know it existed at the time that this program started, they didn't budget for it. So the plan is to go to the governor and ask for emergency funding to do it. So it's likely that that portion of the road is not going to be done by October 10th, but at least all of the mess that we've been dealing with all these many months, Elizabeth Street, Minerva Street, the front, everything else should be done, but that really needs to be done. So that's my update for today.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I do have one question. I think it was a question from Rob, actually. So there's a number of trees that may have been broken through the construction or weather. Will we be able to replace any of those trees that were damaged as part of the work?
Amy, I'm not really sure. There's another meeting.
Go to the mic, otherwise you won't hear. It's on.
Amy, there's a meeting next Wednesday. Mike Fishkinary and I generally go to and cover those. I'll make sure to ask.
Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, next we have the use of Caroline Street cobblestones for south side of Main Street Monument.
It's not all right. My name is Jack Walsh, just a regular citizen, but been interested with this project for quite a while. I thought I brought extra copies, but I only have one, so I'm going to give it to you. You can look at it.
See
what
I'm you.
Talking about. And then, you know, this ties in with Main Street. As you drive down Main Street right now and you get to the corner on the left, you'll see a tub wheel. How many people here even know what a tub wheel is? Okay. And how it ties into Derby's history. Well, let me backtrack a little bit to, because I'm going to have to tell a couple of different stories for this project. The first one that I think is listed on the agenda is the cobblestones. Cobblestone is probably an incorrect term because you think of cobblestones as pavers and streets. And these cobblestones did pave Caroline Street, but they were actually Belgian blocks that came from ships from the thriving maritime trade that Derby had with the West Indies. And these blocks were used as ballast in the ships. So when they came up the river and they didn't need the ballast anymore because they were going to be loading whatever onto the ships, the blocks were left behind. And the city took advantage and paved the streets with them. Well, they've been there since the 1800s until 2017. September 16, 2017, the city removed the cobblestones. And there we have a nice view of them. They were removed because the neighbors, first of all, complained that the street was too slippery during the winter. And Public Works also felt they had become an obstacle, particularly with the plows during the winter that wasn't even surfaced and they were breaking the plows. So they removed them. There was quite a debate at the time. And Mayor Degato promised that they would take the blocks, store them away, and use them for some future project that would commemorate the history, that part of the history of Derby. So that's 2017. That's part of the background. Now, let me get to the tub wheel itself. The tub wheel was also down here, right across the street. And the tub wheels provided power for the Phelps Dodge copper plant on Main Street, which is one of the very last buildings torn down. They were a major employer in the city of Derby. Actually, there were two different buildings. It was the first building burnt down, and they replaced it. Had up to 250 people working there, and then eventually it was torn down. But when I went to tear it down, and this tie, may tie into your story about the culverts, when they went to tear it down, the Derby Historical Society said, wait a minute, we think there might be these old water wheels in the building. They had maps showing where they were, and sure enough, we went down there one day, and you've got the pictures of it. The water wheels were still there, exactly where they were on the map, and they were sitting there. And if you recall, that was not a good time for the city of Derby. They were going through all the battles with the developers and whatnot, but eventually the city got control of the water wheels. Now, the water that provided the power for those wheels did not come from the Housatonic River, okay? It came from the Naugatuck River. Because it was a reservoir on top of Caroline Street, and they pumped the water up, and then it came down the hill and through a system of aqueducts. And you have a picture of the aqueduct. You have the former mayor standing there, Mark Anthony, as you'll see there. That's where the water came through, and that was a tunnel. The aqueduct came under the streets and provided the power for the tub wheels. Now, they're called tub wheels rather than water wheels, because when you think of water wheels, they're like this. These were tub wheels, and they went like this. Did exactly the same thing, just a different format. So luckily, the developer allowed the city to have the wheels. And we took the wheels, and we put them over on the corner, created a little plaza. And again, you have the picture of it there. Frank Pepe moved the wheels, cleaned them up, and put them over there. And everyone knew it was only going to be a temporary thing. there was a kiosk explaining the history behind the water wheels and the industry of downtown. Well, eventually, this project on Main Street started. Those wheels were an obstacle, but they wanted to be preserved. The Fucci, the company, took the water wheels, and no, honestly, I don't think they did a great job of storage. They just dumped them on their side, and the kiosk is still lying on its side down there, and it's in bad shape, but they pledged to replace it. Last year, when we were putting up the plaques, you know, the historic plaques for the city of Derby, I happened to be down here one day, and at that point, they had moved the water wheels. They were just lying on their side. It was an awful sight. And I stopped into City Hall, and I said to Walt Mayo at the time, I said, hey, Walt, what's happening with the water wheels? They're supposed to put those back into a park. He didn't know anything about it. And I think that was the problem. No one knew about it. They forgot. But to his credit, on that one at least, he called Fucci, and the contractor came up immediately. I walked across the street with him, and Fucci said, well, what do you want to do? Well, I said, you were supposed to put it back and create a little park. And they were very accommodating, okay? Right away, they said, oh, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do it immediately. So last October, they took the water wheels back, set them up, and the idea was that we were going to create this little park. Now, the park was going to be more than the water wheels, okay? The park was also, and again, this is my concept, okay? No one in the city approved this, but I said, you remember those cobblestones? They're still here. Why don't we take those cobblestones and incorporate them with the water wheels? That will give us two different stories. We'll be telling the story of the industry in downtown. The cobblestones will be used to tell the story of the maritime industry here, which no one knows about. And also, we had just removed trolley tracks from the bridge. I said, we can create a path from the water wheels to the street and use the cobblestones to pave it, much as you have up by the Veterans Memorial. You have a cobblestone pathway there. And I came in March, and Linda had just taken over, and of course, she didn't know anything about it. And we started talking about it again. We met with Mike Piscinari, and Mike expressed some interest. Everybody thinks it's a good idea, but there are challenges with it. And the question was, does the Board of Aldermen have to approve this? And I guess they do, because they're the ones who control the cobblestones. So I'm here to suggest that we get this done in time for this year and the beginning of the Derby 350th. You know, again, we're going to be able to tell the story of the industry that was here, the transportation, and also the retail that went on here. It would be a shame to lose this. You know, it's already there. It's on the pad. It's just a question, can we incorporate the cobblestones? You know, I've talked with several people who work as masons, and I said, yeah, you can do it. Okay, I know some people express an interest, but also a concern that maybe they wouldn't be safe. You know, my understanding is it can be made safe. So I'm just here to urge you to do it. Linda had asked me if I could draw up a picture of it. I'm not an artist in any way, shape, or form, and I don't claim to be. So what I did was, in the last picture you've got there, that is an actual picture of the water wheel. And, you know, this new AI, which I haven't quite figured out, I said, can you give me a cobblestone walkway with the side of the walkway being the railroad tracks that we took off? So you can see what we're talking about. Very crudely done, not well done. But, you know, I'm here to urge the Board of Aldermen, let's get this done. We've got the water, they're there. They've done a nice job. There's a nice little park there, a little overgrown at the moment, but let's get the cobblestones put in, use the railroad tracks. They're going to put the kiosk back, right? They've guaranteed that, okay? You know, we had signage in giving that history before. We'll do it again. So that's my pitch. I would hate to see this opportunity lost, particularly when it was promised that the cobblestones would be used. I can't think of a better use for it right now. Let's get it done. That's all I have to say. Any questions?
All right. Thank you. Well, the AI picture did really wondrous for the project. Amy, do you have any questions?
I don't. Thank you, Jack, so much for that presentation.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Well, I believe that we can definitely discuss this with the full board to see what their opinions are as well. So I would like to make a motion to discuss this further with the full board. Do I have a second?
Yep, I second to bring it to the full board.
Thank you, Amy. All right, and our last from our agenda is to adjourn. I will have a motion to adjourn at 5:44.
I second.
We're going back to moving it to the full board. Can I have everyone a favor saying aye? Sorry, I missed that part.
It's okay. Aye.
Thank you. All right. Now to adjourn at 5:44. Do I have that? I'll make it into a motion. Do I have a second?
Second by Amy. All in favor, aye.
Hi. Thank you, Amy. All right. So we are done.
Thank you.